It's Sunday, the last day of Electromagnetic Field 2016, and my mission here would not be complete if I didn't take Tom Scott aside, who's been here every year.
Well, yeah, it's the third time. So it's 2012, 2014, 2016. It's got bigger each time. I've had nothing to do with organising this. I'm just flagging this up. I haven't even volunteered this year because I've had a lot to do and not enough time and not enough sleep. But, yeah, it's always a good show.
And yesterday, I was up on a hill watching some balloons go into the stratosphere, as you do in a campsite, and there was a raucous countdowns and all kinds of stuff going on down here, and I could hear your voice over a microphone. What were you doing to people?
You see, the thing is, I wasn't over a microphone. That was just me shouting. That's why I'm all nasal and a bit throaty today.
We are in the same tent now, aren't we?
No. We weren't actually in a tent. We were meant to be on one of the stages.
Wow.
And then we get there with 10 minutes to go and discover that it's just not suitable. We're doing crap robot wars. We're doing something called Hebocon, which is deliberately crap robot wars. If you win, you should be a little bit ashamed because you put too much effort into your robot. And it's lovely, but the stage wasn't suitable, so we basically just piled outside. And a friend of mine said it was a bit like Street Countdown off the IT Crowd. We just had a load of geeks standing outside, some on hay bales, some sitting on chairs, kids at the front, as really terrible robots. Just like, one robot was a ramp and a Coke can. Which is brilliant, because sure, you know, you've got your robot. Coke can's going to knock it out the way. it was lovely, and it worked.
And Dr. Lucy Rogers is here, of course, from Robot Wars. You should have got her to come and do some judging.
Oh, no, no judging required in this one. Although, we had a couple of actual Robot Wars competitors. We had some of Team Nuts from episode one of this series who came along and put some slightly too high-tech robots in that still, I'll be honest, they didn't survive to the final. So it was good.
Oh, fantastic. Why electromagnetic field for you, then?
My friends run it. I'm like, Tom, we're doing a festival. Yeah, right, I'll come along. That was 4 years ago now.
There's something about the kind of people that come here. I can't remember finding a place that feels as inclusive as this. Now, I'm not a coder. I am, I guess, a blogger in nerd's clothing. I like to think of myself as a geek. I'm really passionate about recording gear, etc., etc., and there might be some things I know that others don't, but wow, the intellects I'm bumping up against and how free and happy they are to share that knowledge.
Yeah, inclusive is a difficult word with hackerspaces and events like this at the minute, just because trying to get a crowd that is not just the people who can roll with the punches and everything like that is a really, really difficult thing to do. EMF's been really good this year, and has been in the past, but specifically this year, full-on code of conduct, full-on facilities for a lot of people. There's free childcare so families can make it here. It's just every single box on trying to make this as accessible as possible has been ticked. It's not always perfect. I mean, Hebocon moving at the last minute meant we could only manage a fraction of the people who wanted to get there could get in. Anyone who was on crutches probably wouldn't make it in, anything like that. We did the best we could. And there's always going to be some compromise, but they've done a really good job on getting as many people here from as many backgrounds as possible. And compared to some of the stories you hear out of other events, yeah, I'm happy to be part of this.
Favourite moment over the last 6 years? Now, that's going to require you at this early hour in the morning to dip into the background of your experiences and stories here.
I always have trouble remembering things like that because there's so much going on. I got to play fire pong last night. Did you see that?
I didn't see you playing it, but yeah. Every time I walked past, there was just such a crowd, and it was really quite inspiring.
It's always been the big experiential things like that. Getting to play a rhythm game like Guitar Hero just on a 50-foot high electronic magic screen with buttons. It's big things like that I always love here.
So do you actually plan ahead? Do you look at everything that's going on, or do you just wander and discover?
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Just in general, but also specifically for this.
Yeah, I'm the same. I found myself lying in a tent which had a 3D projection mapping on the inside of it last night, and I got told off. It wasn't my tent. Somebody came in and said, "It's after midnight. Can you turn this down?" I was like, I'll just touch the random laptop sitting there and just turn it down. But wow, it was like being in another world momentarily. Nothing to do with the wine I drank, I'm sure. So what else do you go to which is comparable to this? If someone's come to Electromagnetic Field and they're thinking, oh, it's not on next year because it's every other year, where should they go?
I think the European equivalent is Chaos Communication Camp. I haven't been there myself, but that's, I think, what this was originally based off, because they've been going for, they've got 20 events in the bag or something like that now. Beyond that, I have no idea. I come here because my friends are here.
Great. And YouTube, people can find you doing some, even just this morning somebody on the internet was telling me they were watching some of your recent videos.
That's
and
really
you blew
weird.
I know, and you, they saw that I was here, they saw that you were here. Can you go and speak to Tom Scott? And what recent bits and bobs have you done on YouTube that have blown minds?
Weirdly exposing some sort of fake vinegar seems to have got the press.
You know, I actually, immediately I saw that, went to my local, I live in a village, and the chip shop came past and goes, have you got real vinegar? They said, yeah, of course we have, and they held it up. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ha-ha! And they had no idea it wasn't vinegar.
This is the thing, I suspect I may be banned from fish and chip shops at some point in the future.
It was like, so do you, but you make it from a concentrate, we do. Well, that's not how vinegar works.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. That was a. So if you don't know where that is, just Google Tom Scott. Just search Tom Scott and watch, for example, the vinegar episode. It's little unveiling of the world. Little moments like that are great and end up sending me on some random path. Which is, we're both on random paths now, heading home, I guess. Well, not
yeah,
so.
I've got to head back to the camp. There's a lot of footage I've got to transfer. So good luck with the last day here.